Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to use this house. When you stop, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not with the countdown for you. You know, so you're going to be hot. I just put that dead dress in there. Oh, wow.
How are you, listeners? This is Professor Applewhite from the Student to Teacher to Student Internet Radio Show. And I can't tell you how good it feels to be on this switchboard this morning, to be somewhere near your ear, and so happy to know that you are concerned about developing a healthy attitude and what it looks like, what it be, what it look like, okay? As some of our younger generation might say. This morning, we have a series of guests. Let me just bring on our co-host this morning, Nazim Rashid, before our time gets away from us, and he'll introduce our show topic. But there's something I want to give you this word this morning.
Good morning.
The word is optimism. Good morning. This is the most optimistic co-host, author, and musician, and educator I've ever met. Hello, Brother Nazim Rashid.
Yes, how are you doing? Nazim Rashid here. How are you doing today?
I am doing so good. When I think about healthy attitudes, sometimes that's a struggle, Brother Nazim. Sometimes that's a struggle to have a healthy attitude.
Of course it is, because the environment around us does not support that. You know, so you have
that's
to go
right.
against what you see around you, what you feel around you.
That's right. That's right. And that's tough sometimes. Sometimes you get all kind of weapons and spiritual warfare, as people call them, and just people in our lives that just choose to be miserable. But if we choose
yes.
a healthy attitude, we can do all kinds of things.
Yes, but see, we have to constantly do that. See, we can't just see what the day brings us or see what happens today or just what happens. You become a leaf in the wind that way. And whatever way the wind blows, you'll go. You have to constantly tell yourself you're going to be a certain kind of way regardless of what you see, feel around you, and hear around you.
That is so, so true. This morning, I received a call from some of our advisory board members. They are in, I believe they said Cambria Beach. I hope I'm saying that word right, and at that place right. And they were telling me about the environment out there and what's going on. And I told them that we will be there in spirit with them and enjoying the beach. And for a moment, I'm not kidding you, for a moment, I could actually close my